My name is Pearson.
My name is Pearson.
You are listening to our PAPL on Retirement Talk with Mike Graber.
This is Retirement Talk with Mike Graber from Compass Retirement Advisors. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Mike Graber provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful strategies to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Retirement Talk with Mike Graber.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Retirement Talk. If you'd like more information about anything we discuss on today's show, or you have questions about your retirement, perhaps your 401k, IRAs, ESOP plans, Social Security, how all those fit together, my number is 812-787-0809. You can also visit us online at CompassRetirementAdvisorsLLC.com. And while you're at our website, you can click on the radio page tab and listen to past shows. And to get our complete show library, I'd encourage you to subscribe to Retirement Talk with Mike Graber at your favorite podcast media. You know, my office has a unique and I believe potentially very powerful tool that we have named the New Generation Retirement System. And often by walking through this system with my clients, we can provide a new level of clarity and confidence about their financial years ahead. And I believe this is consistent with our goal of providing more information so you can make better decisions, and hopefully that leads to a better retirement outcome for you. And our New Generation Retirement System is guided by three essential principles. The first is stewardship. The second is transparency. And third, technology. And let me add my opinion here. I believe that all financial services professionals should be guided by those three principles. So today in our show, and again next week, we're going to walk through the New Generation Retirement System that we use here at Compass Retirement Advisors. We explain how we believe it can empower you to build a financial strategy that seeks to help you secure the kind of retirement that you've always dreamed of. But before we get into the topic today, I want to introduce someone whose talents would shine in any generation, and that's my good friend and co-host Tony Shore. Tony, great always to have you with us here on Retirement
Well,
Talk.
Well, you're too kind, Mike, as usual, and I don't know about that. I guess I should be happy to take that compliment, but I am really excited for our topic today, Mike, because you've talked a lot about retirement and different retirement strategies on previous shows. But I'm eager to hear you walk us through this entire system now. And before you do that, though, Mike, how have you been? Are you keeping busy?
Well, it's been an extraordinarily busy year for us, Tony. We've talked about, you know, the uncertainties that are building in our society from a variety of reasons. And people are really focusing in on doing what they can with their own financial accounts, their plans, to make sure they're as buckled up and ready for the future, you know, as they can be. And we have just been busier than in any previous first half of a year that I remember. And, you know, I'm coming up on an anniversary here, July 5th. I'll be 43 years in this business, and I don't think there's ever been a time with so much change potentially just, you know, a few months down the road on the calendar. And I think people are taking note, and they're calling, and we're having a lot of discussions. And we usually start out by, you know, explaining this very process that we're talking about today. You know, it's what approach are we going to use? What processes are we going to go through to try and work through the concerns and answer the questions that people have who call us. But let's begin with this system's first step specifically. And that is, you know, how do you find the right financial services professional to work with? I think it's very, very important that you find someone who shares your philosophies, you know, has similar views and principles and goals as to yours, and that is incorporated from both sides of the desk into the planning that's done. And whenever you are looking for the financial services professional, I think, again, you have to look for the three essentials that I mentioned just a moment ago. And that's, you know, what's their view of stewardship? You know, how do they use today's current technologies? And how transparent are the things going to be that you work through? And I think that really is a key. Before you ever talk about, you know, products and outcomes and investment projections and things like that, you really need to spend the time, invest the time to get to understand the advisor. You know, you're talking about, you know, entering into a relationship that might last, you know, 10, 15, 20 years. And you want to make sure that those are consistent with your own personal views and principles and goals.
Sure, that makes total sense. And I think that brings us to technology. What about that? I mean, given the times we live in, that's got to be a biggie.
Well, it is, Tony, and I don't think we can overstate the importance of technology in our lives today. Certainly, you know, technology has completely changed the entire landscape in the financial services industry, and much is the same way as it has other industries as well. And we can use technology, you know, in our goals to, you know, reach, you know, better outcomes for our clients. And we can use the technology to, you know, increase our knowledge. And there are management tools that can be used, and we can use these in designing these income plans. And also it helps us, you know, increase our tax efficiencies in incorporating these strategies. And, you know, ultimately, adopting today's technologies provide more time for us to focus specifically on the needs and our relationship with our clients. And I think that's a great tool to use, you know, in the relationship. Now, I'll tell you, you know, I've been at this for a long time, and sometimes I like to work like we did in the old days, maybe like the doctor making the old house calls, and we can work with you however you want it to be. You know, some people, honestly, don't like getting information in emails. They prefer hard copy. And so we can work anywhere from the old-fashioned hard copy materials all the way up through, you know, using the technology that's available to communicate. But, you know, speaking for myself, you know, I'm able to help our listeners and our clients, you know, navigate this new generation retirement system we're talking about and provide you with the highest level of service and support. Because I'm guided by these clear principles that we're discussing today. You know, I can rely heavily on technology for automation and efficiencies and the results in the transparency. You know, it leads to the transparency, helping, you know, me create these financial strategies that are designed to meet your unique needs and then to communicate those to you in the most efficient manner.
Right. And I think your comments here, Mike, about technology make a lot of sense. After all, we do rely on technology to help us find our destination while we're driving or for favorite movies and music. So it's only natural that technology is going to play a pivotal role in our day-to-day financial lives as well as our retirement.
Well, it is, Tony. And let's talk about transparency. You know, in my office, perhaps nothing is more important for transparency than a tool that we have. It's called Generational Vault, and it is essentially an online virtual safe deposit box that we can provide complimentary to our clients. And using the latest security technologies, generational vault provides some, I think, extraordinary access and transparency. And we can use generational vault to collect and store data about you and your finances. You can access generational vault safely and securely 24/7 from anywhere that you might be. And we can place all of your current and updated financial documents in generational vault for you to view and to access or to share with someone that you might want to share it with, maybe a family member, a son or a daughter, or attorney or CPA. And having this available means that you'll be able to, you know, easily review and organize these documents that are stored in your secured location in our generational vault. You could also upload copies of wills, trusts, passports, maybe even sentimental personal items like family photos, non-family financial documents. Maybe you put your medication list in there so that if you're traveling overseas sometime or you're away from the house and you need that type of information, we can make it readily available by you just signing into your generational vault and accessing it. So it's a great tool, and it's one of the areas that we have incorporated into our practice, you know, under this category of a transparency for our clients.
Yeah, and I think that's great that you've done that. And as a generational vault user myself, my wife Sarah and I use it. We love it, and I endorse that. And it's really made keeping track of our finances and documents so much easier. And that way all our kids know one place where all the important documents are kept.
Yeah. And listeners, if you're not already using a service like this, just give me a call and we can set it up for you. There's no cost, no obligation, and we're happy to provide this. So let's talk about the next key step in the new generation retirement system. And that is the fact and feeling discussion. You know, how do you feel about certain financial questions that we want to ask? You know, what are the facts about your current situation? And to understand your overall feelings and goals and where you want things to head, you know, we first have to have a good understanding of your holdings and your feelings. And one of the big parts of that is what is your risk tolerance? And that's where we use the Color of Money Risk Analysis Tool. And this analysis is a quick and tidy and brief 11-question survey, but it comes with a powerful punch. And in just a few minutes, you answer these questions, and it gives me a deeper understanding of how comfortable you are with financial risk. And understanding your risk tolerance can then help us adjust your financial strategy. And we navigate through this five-step system together. The Color of Money Risk Analysis is the tool that helps us design a strategy that's uniquely yours. You know, we've said many times that we do not believe in cookie cutter financial plans. We think that things need to be created that are as individualized as your household, and recognizing that things are different in your home compared to the neighbor or your brother or your coworker. And so we really want to tailor things to how you feel. And this Color of Money Risk Analysis Tool is one of the things that we use to do that. And you know, there's many risks to consider when making these retirement strategy decisions. We want to be very thorough. And there's four main categories here that we look at in this process, and that is, you know, risk, income, legacy, and taxes. And narrowing your needs and information down using an appropriate approach begins with considering your risk tolerance. I do believe that's where it all starts. And we've mentioned many times over the last 3 years how frequently we see people who have very aggressive or aggressive portfolios. We work through the risk tolerance questions, and that really they're a conservative or a moderate investor, and their current portfolio doesn't match how they really feel about risk. But once we work through this risk tolerance, then we're going to be looking at, you know, income needs and what you'll have left over whenever we pass away, and how we would like to get those assets, you know, to our surviving spouse, our children, our heirs. And finally, we want to do everything in as a tax efficient manner as possible, especially when we're passing down those assets to the people that you care about. And the information we're left after weighing all of these categories again gives us a much better feel. We have a much better handle on where we need to begin while we're building this strategy that's designed, you know, especially for you.
Yeah, and that's so important. And Mike, on your show, you talk about this a lot. I think it's really important that people work with a trusted financial professional, a fiduciary who's going to look out for their best interests like you do for your clients. So if our listeners out there want to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
That's very easy, Tony. Just pick up the phone and call me, 812-787-0809. And if I don't answer, leave me a message and I'll call you back just as soon as I can. Again, the number is 812-787-0809. And there's more for us to focus on today as we're discussing our new generation retirement system. And we've got quite a bit more information that we're going to go through yet again next week. But right now, let's continue with how we approach building a strategy that's just for you. And to build this strategy, we consider things like, you know, asset and risk assessment. We've talked about that. Income, enhanced planning, and taxes. And let's continue discussing risk tolerance a little bit more, as it is kind of a key to everything that's done. And when we're talking about risk tolerance, we like to frame things around a couple of colors, you know, green and red. And green money we would categorize as assets that you have less market risk. Though they're not always, you know, 100% guaranteed, these are assets that are likely to maintain their value over a longer period of time. And though the relative safety of green money assets means there's typically a minimum guaranteed rate, but it's commensurate with the amount of risk that we're taking. And this category might include financial instruments like your checking account, your savings account, CDs, treasuries, fixed annuities, money markets, and fixed life insurance products or fixed indexed annuities. And conversely, red money, well, that's an asset where there could be more risk. And here's where we would include stocks and bonds, variable annuities, mutual funds, ETFs, REITs, and variable life insurance. Mm. So what's, you know, with the carrot with red money, I would say while your assets in this category do have more risk, you also are allocating and taking on more risk because you believe there's a greater growth potential. You know, they can go up and they can go down, but they don't come with the guarantees of green money. And I think there's a little analogy here that I'd like to insert that I use to explain the red and the green. If you think of a stoplight that you're approaching, you know, if that light is green, most people feel pretty secure in proceeding through the intersection. They know that they should arrive on the other side of the intersection without facing, you know, the chance of an accident or much risk. But if that light's red and you proceed on through the intersection without understanding the risks that are associated with doing that, well, there might just be a nasty outcome. And that's almost the way that we categorize and want people to think about green money and red money when it comes to, you know, guarantees versus risks. Sure.
I always thought the color of money was green. But your color of money system there is a great way to help us understand and simplify it a bit to understand really what you're talking about is asset allocation and risk management, isn't it?
It really is, Tony. And, you know, we believe every dollar has a purpose. And we want to allocate dollars for those purposes, and we have to categorize those, recognizing the time frame when the funds might be needed, and that's just really important. And we do want to emphasize the importance of risk tolerance. And so let's discuss market recovery here in just the couple of minutes we have left. And rebounds, you know, market rebounds and some basic rules. You know, if your asset drops by 10%, it takes 11% to get back to where you were started. And many people withstand the occasional 10% drop. But imagine if you were hit with a 25% loss or a 50% loss. You know, with a 25% loss, you need a 33.3% rebound to get back to where you started. And with a 50% loss, you need a 100% rebound. So let's do a little thought exercise here. Consider how many years you are away from the age you'd like to retire. And if the market were to take a significant downturn, as it has, you know, in the past, would you have enough time to allow your assets to recover before you reach that ideal retirement age? And if you don't know the answer to that question, or if you're a little unsure, you know, how you would answer, that's a good time to reach out to your financial services professional and ask some questions. So here's some things you can discuss with them. You know, do you know how much risk you're really taking? Are you using a thoughtful color of money mix based on your personal goals? How can you minimize tax consequences in the event of an economic or personal changes? You know, is your risk worth the potential reward that you're taking? Is it time to utilize your financial services professional to help make some adjustments to how you're managing your assets? You know, we've talked about, you know, we always believe the markets will come back, but the question is, will they come back in the time frame we need them to? We've talked extensively about the Guggenheim history of the Dow Jones Industrial Average, and there have been some significantly long periods of time where the market is flat. So this whole discussion today about risk tolerance, understanding how much risk that you're comfortable taking, is really a good place to kick off the planning after we really get to know you and to understand what your goals and dreams and principles and values are, to make sure that we're a good fit to work together. Yeah. So we're about out of time today. We appreciate you joining us. If you have any questions, call me at 812-787-0809. I hope you'll join us again next week as we continue this discussion.
All right, and that does it for today's episode of Retirement Talk with Mike Graber. Thank you for listening to Retirement Talk. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, contact Mike Graber at Compass Retirement Advisors. Call 812-787-0809 or visit them online at CompassRetirementAdvisorsLLC.com.
Investment advisory services provided by Creative One Wealth LLC, a registered investment advisor. Compass Retirement Advisors LLC, the Insurance Shop Inc., and Creative One Wealth LLC are unaffiliated entities. Mike Graber and Compass Retirement Advisors are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any government agency. Provided content is for overview and informational purposes only and is not intended and should not be relied upon as individualized tax, legal, fiduciary, or investment advice. Each individual situation will vary and opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Illustrations given are hypothetical examples and provided of illustrative purposes only. It does not represent real-life scenarios. Long-term care riders are not a replacement for long-term care insurance. Investing involves risk, including the possible loss of principal. Insurance product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing company. Product and features may vary by state. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources and no representation can be made to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. The information contained here and is decisions based on our understanding of current tax law. Tax and legislative information may be subject to change and different interpretations. We recommend that you seek professional legal advice for applicability to your personal information.